Let us sing our praises along with the psalmist. Let us stand as we are able to call ourselves into worship. Make a joyful noise to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of God's name. How awesome are your deeds, O God. We sing praises to your name. Come and see what God has done, turning the sea into dry land, bringing us across the River Jordan. How awesome are your deeds, O God. We sing praises to your name. Even when God has tested us, even when we have gone through fire and water, how awesome are your deeds, O God. We sing praises to your name, and let us continue singing by singing, Great is thy faithfulness. If we say we have no sin, we are not being truthful with God. We are not being truthful with our neighbors. we are not being truthful with ourselves. Our sins are many, both individually and corporate. So let us now share in the words of the confession of who and whose we are. Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. We keep our distance from you, for we are broken and sick with sin. Yet you seize us and cleanse us and make us whole. Forgive us when we forget to return to you. Have mercy when we fail to praise your name. And help us it as well. Amen. Oh, my brothers and sisters, hear the good news. Your call has been answered. Christ has healed you and forgives your sin. With glad hearts, let us return praise to God, singing together the Gloria Patri. It is with joy that we receive these blessings that give our hearts peace. Therefore, I would like to share with you the peace of Christ, because it is with us all, each day, every day. May the peace of Christ always be with you. Please share that peace with a nod or a wave. Let us pray. O Lord, your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light to our path. Give us grace to receive your truth in faith and love, and strength to follow the path you set before us through Jesus Christ. Amen. The first reading today comes to us from the prophet Jeremiah of the Old Testament. We'll begin with verse 1 of chapter 29, and then we're going to just jump down to verses 4 through 7. Listen now for God's word to God's people through the voice of Jeremiah. The prophet Jeremiah sent a letter from Jerusalem to the few surviving elders among the exiles, to the priests and the prophets, and to all people Nebuchadnezzar had taken to Babylon from Jerusalem. The letter said, "The Lord of heavenly forces, the God of Israel, proclaims to all the exiles I have carried off from Jerusalem to Babylon, build houses and settle down, cultivate gardens and eat what they produce, get married and have children. Then help your sons find wives and your daughters find husbands, in order that they too may have children. Increase in number there so that you don't dwindle away. Promote the welfare of the city where I have sent you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, because your future depends on its welfare." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Go ahead.
Olivia, you want to come up?
Our gospel lesson comes from Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." This is the word of the Lord. My sermon was almost completed when I had yet another life-changing event. Now, life-changing events come in different forms, beginning with your own birth, then attending some type of educational setting, be it homeschool, private school, or public school. Graduation is yet another such event, followed by the making of career choices and possibly finding a life mate. Health issues can also be life-changing events. Another event is accepting Christ as your Savior and Lord, learning to give everything to God, trusting His judgment, and then accepting His outcome. Now, how does all of this relate to our story of the 10 lepers? Well, let's delve into this. How much do you know about leprosy? Do you know leprosy still exists today? It does. Do you know we have a World Leprosy Day? Since 1953, it is observed on the last Sunday of January. Do you know we have leprosy in the United States? Approximately 100 cases are diagnosed each year, mostly in the South, California, Hawaii, and territories. Now, leprosy is divided into historical and modern. Historical would be the biblical times. It is mentioned 68 times in the New and Old Testaments of the Bible. It was feared, disfiguring, painful, highly contagious, and for the most part, incurable. Lepers were ostracized from all human contact. It was considered a curse from God because of sinning. The thinking today is that it was various skin rashes and diseases caused by the living conditions of the time. The label was also used for mold and mildew on clothing, bedding, and household goods. Modern has a new name, Hansen's disease. It was named for Dr. Gerhard Hansen, a Norwegian researcher. He was the first to view the bacteria that caused it in 1873. It took a long time, but a cure for Hansen's disease was found if treated early on with a combo treatment of two or three antibiotics taken for from 6 months to 2 years. Hansen's disease is not highly contagious, and once treatment begins, you don't need to isolate. You can't get it by touching or sitting next to an infected person. It's transmitted by nasal drippings. Medical research is a blessing. WHO, the World Health Organization, keeps track of new cases. You can look up current statistics on the internet. The United States registers around 100 new cases each year. Globally, there are approximately 100,000 new cases, mostly in underdeveloped warm areas. WHO will cover the cost of treatment. Their goal is to eradicate this disease. In both biblical and early modern times, lepers were sent to live together in groups away from the healthy populations. The colonies often smelled due to the deteriorating flesh and were filled with cries of pain as the nerve endings were being destroyed by the disease. According to Scripture, 10 lepers dared to leave the colony and search for Jesus. Probably they had somehow heard that he was in the area. They cried out from a distance, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." Jesus responded positively and said, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." He said this because the priests were the ones charged with determining whether a person was clean or unclean of disease. The group turned and headed out to find the priests. And as they went, they began to be healed miraculously. One was so grateful, he returned to Jesus to say thank you. Oh, he was a Samaritan. Once again, we see a Samaritan in a parable or encounter with Jesus. Another parable is the familiar Good Samaritan, when both a priest and a Levite passed by, but the Samaritan stopped to help another human being in distress. Jesus was raised as a Jew, and they didn't get along with the Samaritans. We are seeing that the Samaritans think and care for others, even those they were raised to dislike. Jesus was disappointed in the other nine. They could not take time to be grateful.
to acknowledge where their healing had come from. In other words, Jesus and God the Father value gratitude, thankfulness. They expect thanks. Do we tell him? We have a loving, caring God available to us on a moment's notice. We bombard him with prayer requests for healing, for comfort, for safety, for strength. He listens to us 24/7. Do we remember to balance those requests with thanks for answered prayers? Many of you know that my life was turned upside down in 2019 with cancer diagnoses and surgery for myself and then my husband. I simply put myself in God's hands and requested, "Thy will be done." Well, that was easy for me, even after landing in ICU for 3 days. But oh my, so much harder when it was Dan. It took me about 2 months to really get a handle on it and stop and listen to God's answers. The initial 3 to 6 month life expectancy is now 2 years, 11 months, and 28 days today. Our life is not exactly the way we would like it to be, but it's God's way. Oh, the lessons I've learned: to be patient, to trust, to forgive, and to have gratitude. While I was recovering, I did some hand embroidery projects, and one was a saying I framed. It sits in my living room. The saying: may I never forget on my best day that I still need God as desperately as I did on my worst day. It is my visual reminder to be thankful for all the blessings I have received from the Almighty. Oh, my latest life-changing event was a for-real level 3 lockdown in September at the school district I retired from and am an active substitute teacher. The alarm alerted us, and as I went through the procedures of securing the classroom and students, I was saying silent prayers for the multiple disability units, the kindergarten and first grade classes, as they are the ones hardest to keep quiet. And then for the protection and safety of the entire Licking Valley community, students, staff, and first responders. I need to mention that I was assigned to a second floor hall with 6 other substitutes, as that staff was in a grade level meeting on the first floor. We happened to have 3 retired teachers and 2 retired ministers on our floor. I know we had the God department well covered up there. We spent 2 hours wondering what happened and where. We were informed along the way that the threat was not in our building, but due to the close proximity of the other buildings, we remained at a level 3. Prayers were eventually answered. It was determined that we were part of a swatting event. Threatening calls had been made to a number of schools across the state of Ohio at about the same time. There was no shooter, no danger, just a lost school instruction day. The costs involved in almost 60 units of first responders and the emotional stress that impacted all. Once we were reduced to a level 2, we could talk and move around the classroom. I said in my head a prayer of thanks and gratitude for a safe ending. I said another prayer as I made my way to my car on that bright, sunny afternoon that could have ended so differently. As you make prayer requests, will you be like the 10th leper and be the one that comes back to thank our Lord?
Please join me in singing hymn number 560, "We Plow the Fields and Scatter." Please rise.
Presbyterian Church USA and all of us who are members and friends have the utmost faith in God the Father Almighty, in the Holy Spirit, and in Jesus Christ, and we know them through Scripture. But sometimes it helps to have interpretive words, creeds that help us remember and expand on our beliefs. Currently, there are 13 creeds for the PCUSA, and back in 1967, the church decided to prepare a new creed. This one we will speak from today. It is from the Confession of 67. Let us say together. The church gathers to praise God, to hear his word for mankind, to baptize and join in the Lord's Supper, to pray for and present the world to him in worship, to enjoy fellowship, to receive instruction, strength, and comfort, to order and organize its own corporate life, to be tested, renewed, and reformed, and to speak and act in the world's affairs as may be appropriate to the needs of time, the quality of members' relations with the other persons is measure of church fidelity to God. Let us gather our hearts in prayer, and as you hear the intonement of Jesus, Master, please respond with the words, "Have mercy on us." O Lord, on this glorious fall day, the day on which our members go out to walk in your beauty, to celebrate how thankful we are by giving money and our resources to the people of the world who need food, we lift our hearts to you in prayer. We are thankful not just for the gorgeous day, but for the frost that came this morning to announce that time is moving on, for the colors of the day that brighten our eyes, for the warm smiles and hugs of our families and friends, and for the opportunity to be your family here, gathered in this place to worship you. O Lord Jesus, if we have died with you, we will live with you. If we endure, we will reign with you. We pray to you for all the needs and concerns on our minds and hearts, knowing that you always remain faithful. Lord, we pray for the church, that we might do our best to present ourselves to God as one approved by God. We especially pray for the congregations of Minerva First, Wayne, and Congress, as well as First and Unity churches in Cambridge, as they continue discussions of how they can share in ministry together. O Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. O God, in your might, you rule forever, and your eyes keep watch over the nations. We pray for our nation, our community, and all who are in authority. We pray for all political candidates and ask that you guide them in your way of shalom for all people as they promote their leadership and ideas. And we especially lift up to you countries who are torn by war, whose leaders fight with other leaders. We especially pray for the people of Ethiopia who have recently been suffering a hidden civil war. And we pray for the women in Iran who seek true liberties. O Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Gracious God, all the earth bows down before you and sings out your name. We pray for the nations of the earth. We also pray for the people who have suffered in weather tragedies, such as the hurricanes, and in Somalia, where there is another famine. O Lord Jesus, as you healed the 10 lepers between Galilee and Samaria, we pray too that you would heal those who suffer in mind, body, or spirit. We especially pray for Dave and Pat and Dora and Merle and Betty and all those who are remembered in our hearts. We ask you to consider the needs of those suffering mental illness and those who are discerning where to next live as they journey further into the aging process. O Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. You hold our souls in life, O God, and you will not allow our feet to slip. We pray for those we love, our families and friends who are so close they feel like family. Give them your grace. Show them your shalom. O Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. O God, we remember Jesus Christ, who was raised from the dead, a descendant of David. And we remember before you those who have died amongst us, especially John and Arlene and Julie and Anne, who were always your good and faithful servants. Help them to rest with Christ in eternal glory. O Jesus, Master, have mercy upon us. Lord Jesus, in your faithfulness to us, you shower us with grace and mercy and love and all that we need. We pray that you would shape our hearts, that they would be filled with gratitude, that we might always turn back to you and give you thanks. We pray this in the name of Jesus, who was grateful for all of your gifts and shared them with the world, including 10 lepers, including the one who returned to give thanks and who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Please join me in singing hymn number 272, God of the Sparrow. Please rise.
lepers, 10 broken sinners, 10 members of this congregation called out to Jesus for help, to be cleansed. All 10 were healed. Only one came back to say thank you. But as faithful followers of Jesus Christ, all of you say thanks every day. I invite you to go out and share that gratitude, that sense of hope and joy and wonder with all you meet. How does the creature say life? The creature says life with thanks. Go now, knowing that you do not ever go alone, but go with the love of God, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the community of the Holy Spirit, now and always. Amen.